If you go right through that front door there that you came through to the front door across the way, elevator's right to the left.
What?
Go up to the third floor and it's all the way down.
This is the Landing Hotel in Ketchikan. It's flooded with charter fishermen and other tourists this time of year, which makes it one of the town's busier places to stay.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, yes.
I'm Sean. It's nice to meet you.
Right now, the Landing is hosting a different sort of visitor, and her story is part of a medical trend that has made Alaska the best in the nation in an unlikely area.
My name is Kelly Taylor. I am 24 years old, and I am 37 weeks pregnant today.
Kelly is due to give birth in about 3 weeks. Her previous pregnancy was complicated, so her doctors are taking a few extra precautions. But other than that, she seems pretty normal, with a healthy sense of humor about the sights she's seen in Ketchikan so far.
We've walked around the mall a couple times, the greatest mall in Alaska. There's a Walmart here.
That's what everybody said.
But there is something unconventional about Kelly's situation. She's from Klawak on Prince of Wales Island. That's about 70 miles from Ketchikan. The medical center in Ketchikan is the closest facility equipped to deliver babies. And as a policy, the women's clinic in the city requires pregnant women from rural communities to travel to Ketchikan at least 2 weeks before their due date. So women like Kelly get on a ferry or float plane while very pregnant to the city, and then they wait and wait.
Yeah, I'm definitely bored out of my mind for sure.
But despite Kelly's boredom, her situation represents a radical transformation from what Alaska prenatal care was like 30 years ago. That change, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, is responsible for a dramatic turnaround. Alaska used to have the worst infant and neonatal mortality rates in the nation. Now it has the best. If Alaska was its own country, it would tie Switzerland and give Scandinavia a run for its money. Representatives from Alaska medical advocacy groups say the state's rise to the top is due in large part to advances in how care is provided in often remote locations. Dr. Matt Hirschfeld has been on the front lines of that change at the Native Medical Center in Anchorage.
Beginning in the early 80s, late 70s, people in Alaska realized that there had to be a better way to deliver care to women so that they had a more healthy baby when the baby was born. And so there became a concerted effort between the Alaska Tribal Health System, Providence Hospital, the state of Alaska, to develop a system such that women had healthier babies when they were born.
Medical centers in the state use a mix of midwives and OBGYN doctors to deliver that care. If the woman, such as Kelly, is in a remote town or village, midwives are flown or ferried in every month to conduct regular checkups. Then the medical center requires the woman to travel 2 to 4 weeks before their due date and wait for delivery. Marta Poor has worked as a midwife with the Ketchikan Medical Center for nearly 3 decades and has seen this medical transformation firsthand. In her own words, medical care in some villages back then was akin to that in third world countries.
Because I know one woman, preterm twin pregnancy, I can still remember, they're trying to prepare for a medevac, and she's got her husband out there cutting down trees so they can clear a spot big enough for the helicopter to come in.
Like everything in Southeast, aspects of the system that have developed are uniquely, well, Alaskan. Representatives from the Ketchikan Medical Center say that more than half of those who come from out of town are Alaska Native. At least 75% of the women are on Medicaid. That's good for the patients, as the coverage pays for both their transportation to Ketchikan and much of the cost of their stay. Even so, coming to Ketchikan can be costly. Kelly Taylor's fiancé, who works at a grocery store in Klawak, couldn't afford to take the time off to stay with her. And Kelly, who works in the same store, is obviously also not working while she's in Ketchikan.
It's really expensive to be over here for a month. I'm not working. I had to take time off work to be over here because that's what the doctors recommended me to do. You know, if it were up to me, I'd be at home right now and I'd fly over if my water broke or something.
Kelly's mother is spending the full 3 weeks with her, though, at a cost of at least $200. And although Medicaid covers some food costs, the voucher can only be used in the Landing's restaurant. The boredom and cost can be so great for the women, the midwife Marta Poor says a unique phenomenon develops.
There's a lot of pressure to induce. And especially you got 2 or 3 kids on the other island that you got, you know, somebody in the family watching. But you want those kids. You're here all by yourself. Your husband needs to work as far as logging or timber or whatever, or fishing, whatever he's doing. Then you may find a woman here all by herself and she is depressed. I mean, and then her husband comes in for the weekend and you want that baby now.
Of course, the doctors and midwives can't ethically do much to help the women deliver early beyond recommending spicy foods or walking. Kelly's mother, who has delivered three babies this way in Ketchikan, understands her daughter's situation. And now that the younger woman is going through it, they both agree.
And if you pretty much talk to anybody that's been through it, it's the worst part about being pregnant. It's coming over to Ketchikan to wait. Yeah.
Kelly says that if given the option, she'd choose to give birth at home, even though it would be higher risk. Dr. Matt Hirschfeld says he is happy with how prenatal care in the state has progressed, but he admits there's still room for improvement, especially in that almost purgatorial wait period for the women before they give birth.
Oh, there's always room. I mean, the goal is to get this rate to a zero. We have these moms who are, you know, like I said, here in Anchorage or in Bethel or in Ketchikan, who are here for weeks before they deliver. And we really don't do enough with that time. We have a captive audience. We can really have some major effects on their pregnancy if we had a concerted effort towards education.
And he says there may be some lessons for the rest of the United States in Alaska's transformation. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.